Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
As we move into the 9 o'clock hour here, it's the Christian Arcand Show, WEEI. We are Boston Sports Original. We're coming to you live in our Brighton studios, powered by Verizon. And along with Boston, we are live in Portland and Saco, Upper Valley, Keene, Brattleboro, Springfield, Worcester, Providence, Cape Cod, and the Islands. And if you're not in any of those places, don't forget you can stream WEEI and the Christian Arcand Show anytime on the Odyssey app, as well as the iHeartRadio and TuneIn apps. And if you missed any part of the show, like our thrilling interview with Tom King, me complaining about driving in Connecticut, or Thomas and his assault on birds, then you can go back and listen to that as well on Apple, Spotify, or wherever it is that you get your podcast. Of course, the Odyssey app has all that good stuff as well. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Wanted to just reset a little bit on the trade deadline, which is tomorrow, and which has everybody's bowels in an uproar around here, including mine. My bowels are certainly in an uproar right now, as I feel the Red Sox are just taking a seat in the bleachers here and not really getting in the game. And I get the closer we've come to this, and I've been torturing Mike Monaco about this basically every game. And poor Mike, I'm sure he was thrilled that I was not on the pregame again today, because I'm so anxious about this deadline. Not in like a, oh, I have anxiety kind of way, but just like anxious about the fact that there's going to be a reckoning if things don't go the way that they should go. And that's more what I'm worried about. I'm worried about the fan reaction reckoning more so than I'm even worried about another season down the drain if the Red Sox don't make a move and then do what they've done the last 3 years in August and September. And I feel like that's where the urgency isn't being felt. The urgency to make sure this year isn't like the last 3 years, I just don't feel like is being expressed or displayed in any real way by Breslow or Henry or Sam Kennedy or anybody else. I just, you know, and that part of it to me, just the messaging I feel like is off. You need to be much more clear about what this deadline means and how aware you are of the last couple of years and what not adding at the deadline did to the morale in that locker room, did to that team, did to that manager, and ultimately did to that season. Because last year, the Red Sox went into the All-Star break with a better record than they had this year. And they got to the trade deadline, and it was ugly. I mean, they got swept by the Dodgers. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Rockies. Like, it was ugly last year. We've gone over this. And then they didn't do much at the deadline, and then they sank beneath the waves. And that's roughly the same thing that happened in 2023 and 2022 as well. 2021, that was the Schwarber year, and they made it to the ALCS. What do you know? Trade for a real player, and it actually helps. Who'd have thought? But more so than that is the fact that you've seen for 3 consecutive seasons, and they were different types of seasons. Last year should have been the one that erased all doubt about how you should be treating this time of year going forward. Last year should have been the last time. And I think when Alex Cora
told Andy Hart and I, this is the last time we're going to struggle. This is the last time we're going to have a bad end of the season like this. I think that's what he was talking about. I think he was telling us that when it came time to re-up and get his new contract and sign for, you know, 3 years, $7 million, or 3 years, $21 million, seven a year, that there was either a guarantee or a long conversation of some kind between him and Henry or Kennedy or whoever it was. And in that conversation, they said, we are not going to treat the end of July the way we have the last couple of years anymore. We are not going to do that, especially if we're contending. If we're contending, then Alex, I promise you, and this is all, I'm making all this up, but, you know, the way Cora talked about, we're not going to have problems like this anymore. That this is what has me thinking this way. Why would you go out and say that unless you got some kind of assurances from your bosses that the, what's the word? Letting things go, letting the trade deadline fall by the wayside for three straight years is not a winning strategy. Even if it saves you from having to get into an inefficient market and make trades that don't work efficiency-wise for your team and your payroll, okay? It's better to at least go out and try something. It's better to at least go out and show the team and show the players in the clubhouse that you're committed to helping them and investing in them and that they're worth it and that you believe that. And it's not just the players in that locker room, because some of them are going to get pushed aside by the new players who come in. So it's not just the players. It's the manager. It's the coaches. It's the players who aren't going to be affected directly by new guys who come in. The Garrett Crochets and the Alex Bregmans and the, you know, whatever the outfield ends up being after the deadline. So, you know, those guys. Like, that's sort of who it's for. And it's for the fans. Fans who, in this area, understand that, yeah, it's nice to make trades at the deadline. Oh, we all love action and trades at the deadline. I love coming on the air with breaking news to talk about, of course. You know, I host a radio show. But that's not really what it's about. That's not why fans care about it. Fans care about it because we've now been conditioned by this ownership group to not expect investment in the team. And we all sort of realize that this past offseason was a different kind of offseason. It was a special kind of offseason. They spent, they traded, they did everything you wanted them to do. They got an ace, they got a closer, they got a right-handed power bat who plays a great glove in the infield. They did everything you really wanted them to do this offseason, except for Juan Soto, I guess. But they did everything else. And then we're going to get to the trade deadline while comfortably in a wild card spot right now, potentially by tomorrow, the number one wild card spot, or I guess by Friday it would have to be, but still, I mean, close enough. Within shouting distance even of the American League East. They're not that far behind the Blue Jays. 4 or 5 games, they can make that up in 2 months. But not if they don't improve the team, not if they don't make an effort. And the clock keeps on ticking here, folks. Partially, I was hoping they'd make a trade during the show so I could break the news and have a nice little viral clip go around the internet. That'd be cool. But it doesn't look like that's happening unless it happens sometime in the next 45 minutes. In the meantime, let's go to the phone. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. Paul is in Westfield. Hello, Paul.
Good evening, Christian. How are you, bud?
I'm well, Paul. How are you?
I'm content.
Terrific.
I'm satisfied. I'm hopeful that taking 2 out of 3 from the reigning world champions, although they're not the same, and the big 2 out of 3 with the 13 runs on Minnesota, Bale running a full game, Mueller getting control of mechanics, Krogzilla just is nasty, and Crochet is doing well. You know, you just mentioned something important. We put it all together and bought the team that we thought would win, and it just didn't happen.
Right.
And then as much as I like Devers, you know, with a contentious, I'm not taking balls at first base, yelling at one of the players in the locker room, letting go of the $250 million and open enough space, and then the team is playing a lot better. This is what we're hoping. And remember, like you said, last year at the All-Star break, we got crucified and they never recovered. This time they're winning. They can go forward, you know. And I got to ask you, you're very fair and balanced. You mentioned how you're a host, but you're a person first.
People say that about me.
So
yes.
When you put the, yes, sir. That's why we like you. You keep it real, and you're not you're willing to hammer out points that I call serious reasons and great points to consider, because problems are opportunities for improvement. And that's what
it's
I think.
It's a little,
we're
little wordy there, Paul. If that's like a slogan you're going for, but okay, yeah, go ahead.
Well, it is. Think it's all how you look at it: half full or half empty.
True.
You find the problem and you improve it.
That's true, Paul. Thanks for the call. I got other people waiting, so I got to get to them. Real quick, there's a text I want to read. Texter in the 617 says, Arcan, why would you worry about the fans getting upset that the Red Sox don't make a trade? As a talk show host, that doesn't make any sense to me. Not to pick on you here, Texter in the 617, but do you know when my show is on? My show is on at night from 6 to 10. You know what else is on at night from 6 to 10? The Red Sox. You know who gets credit for all those numbers in the rate? Me. So it very much, more than anybody else who works here, actually, the Red Sox and the fan interest in the Red Sox affects me more directly than anybody else who works here. That's a fact. In terms of, you know, the time slot and everything else. Fleming and Monica and everybody, you know, Doug Lane, all them, they're going to be fine no matter what, and that's all well and good. There are potential, you know, bonuses and things that happen if the ratings are good enough for the Red Sox.
Could also just say you're a man of the people.
That too. I'm a man of the people. And most importantly, here's the thing. August and September come around. If fans tune out, you got football season starting up, and we got to keep playing the games, all right? Like a little peek behind the curtain here. They fall out of contention. Those games are still getting aired on this state. They're still getting aired on Nesson, and they will still play those games. You don't stop the season once you're out of it, unfortunately. And for someone like me, oh, no, I cannot have the Red Sox being background noise. No, no, no. That is, I have a very strong interest in that not happening here for the rest of the summer. You know what I'm talking about. When the Red Sox are out of it and you basically have the game on in the background but you don't pay attention, it's background noise to get you through the dog days of August. We've all been through seasons like that. I hate seasons like that. And in this role I have right now, I really hate seasons like that. And this season should not be that kind of season. And I'm not just saying this from a selfish perspective. Some of it definitely is. But I'm not the only one who thought that coming into the season. Everybody thought that coming into the season. This is different. This will be different. Alex Cora was saying it at the end of last year. That's how committed he was to the idea that this was going to be a new day here at Fenway on Jersey Street and that it was going to be a new way of doing business. So that's why I care. I care about the fans staying engaged because that directly affects me and everybody else who works here, but me more than that. I mean, it affects all of us, of course. But it certainly affects me in a very direct and real way. So, yes, that's why. I mean, you know, I didn't think that was some big secret. But that's why. The fans staying engaged with this team is very, very important to me. And to all of us here. And should be also to John Henry and Sam Kennedy and everybody else. Because while it's nice to have this tourist destination ballpark that, you know, attracts all these Dodger fans and Mets fans and Blue Jays fans, everybody from all over the country to come here and watch the games. You don't have your own fans engaged, then that's not gonna cut it. And you would think at this point they would know that. 617-779-7937. You can tell I'm stressed out around the trade deadline, can't you? Can't you just tell? I feel like I sound like I'm hosting a totally different show. You know, this is the last show before the deadline. I have no idea what tomorrow's show is going to be like. I really don't. It's going to be emotional one way or the other. There's going to be some big feelings tomorrow at 6 o'clock. Let me just tell you that. Wally is in Fall River. Hi, Wally.
Yeah, what's up, Christian? You're a Red Sox fan. I'm a diehard fan like you.
Bet your ass.
We got Red Sox blood in our veins. But we're going to have to wait and see what happens. Everybody's waiting for something good to happen. And maybe tomorrow at 6:15, the air will come out of the tire. We'll all be moaning again. What happened? You know, they promised us a will, and we didn't get nothing. But, you know, as far as you look at the American League, there's no really outstanding teams. The Yankees are losing again tonight, so the Red Sox will pick up more ground. But there's no really outstanding team. You've got to make a move. If they don't, I mean, I don't know what the attitude's going to be in that clubhouse. But a lot of relievers have been traded today. But like I said, if the Red Sox can come out of it with Alcantara or Cabrera and maybe Andy Diaz, but you got to do something. You know, for sure you need a starting pitching, but a lot of people will be upset tomorrow night if they just, you know, just stand pat and say, well, we're good enough. This, you know, the wild card and even the division's up for grabs. They can't let this slide by another day. We all know that.
No, Wally, you're right. You're absolutely right. The American League's wide open. I'm worried that nothing's going to happen with the Marlins. I feel like the Marlins have been playing too well. You know, like the Marlins got hot for a while. They're still way out of the wild card. It's not like they're a team that's going to playoff aspirations this year. But they've definitely shown that they have some talent on that team and maybe enough to say, hey, you know, this season's not going to work out for us. But rather than trade away all of our young cost-controlled pitchers and blow it up and start over, we saw something this year that tells us maybe next year we could be in that wild card chase. Right now, the Marlins are 7.5 games out of the wild card. Behind the Giants, only a game and a half behind the Giants. Cardinals, Reds, and then the three wild card teams of the Padres, Phillies, and Cubs. So, you know, like I think that the Marlins, 4 games under 500, they're not good, but they have been hot lately. And I think it's tough for a team that gets hot around the trade deadline to blow up their roster. You don't see that happen very often. And I'm starting to think that this whole Marlins thing, I never really thought Cabrera was all that realistic. Alcantara, I thought, could be because of the Cy Young Award and then the fact that he sucks this year. That usually are the ingredients for, all right, well, you know what, let's just go get him and hope he gets back to being good again. I wouldn't do it. If I'm the Red Sox, I stay far away from him. I hate what I see from him since he came back from his injury. And that's a little unfair, but I mean, you know, you don't have to trade for him. And they don't have to trade him away. And I would stick to your guns there when it comes to Alcantara. I just don't see the point. Ryan is in New Jersey. Hi, Ryan.
So my questions are, and I feel honored to follow Wally from Falls River or whatever.
Wally in Fall River is a legend. I mean, he really is. He is a Red Sox review, Sox calling legend.
I'm out
legend.
Of market. Yes. Oh, yeah. I live right across from Philadelphia, so I'm out of market watching the Red Sox for 30 years and, you know, listen to your station, and, yeah, he's a legend. Everybody knows him.
Absolutely.
Anyway, so my question is, the Red Sox ownership, after they won 4 World Series in 14 years, and then it got boring, apparently, decided they were going to declare war on the agents and the players' union, which is not a good line to follow in baseball with the players' union. So I think what's been going on is they just don't like the money. They don't like the contracts. They don't like the guarantees. They don't like the money. They don't like anything about it. Hmm. They're trying to reinvent how the league runs. That's kind of all their moves and putting Bloom in there and now Breslow. But that's my real question is, I just feel like Breslow's they set limits that aren't actually limits in the sport for themselves. That's what it seems like. So they don't want to get out of their comfort zone now. And the other thing is, do you think Breslow, do you have any trust that he's big enough for the moment? Like on a deadline day, you know, they're in stealth mode, I heard, and they're playing it out until the last 5 minutes. Do you really think that Breslow has the chops to do an uncomfortable move to actually do? Because the league, not just the AL, the league is wide open.
Right.
None of these teams are great. The Dodgers are the walking wounded. You know, the Cubs are pretty good. The Brewers are pretty good. But I'll tell you who my pick is right now. I hate to say this. It's Dombrowski. The Phillies loading up on bullpen, that's their weakness.
It's
and
true.
And Dave sees that it's as wide open as it's going to get because you don't have the big dogs really in play as much as they usually are. I mean, the Yankees are terrible. It's Aaron Judge and a bunch of stiffs.
I know, and Judge is out. Thanks for the call, Ryan. Appreciate it. You might be right about the Phillies. Imagine if Dombrowski wins another World Series. Oh, boy. He wins another one out there. He turns that Phillies team into a champion out there. And listen, they're as talented as any other team in the whole league, I think. The Phillies, I don't know what they are with their World Series odd. Right? Look up what the Phillies are to win the World Series. Because they got to be like top three, I would think. And I think they have just as good a chance as any team. And whoever comes out of the American League, if they have to go 7 games with the Phillies, I think the Phillies handle them in 5. That's any team in the American League. Detroit, Houston, the Red Sox, anybody. I don't know. I think the Phillies are fine. What are their odds?
Depends on the sports book, but plus 850 to plus 100, 1,000.
Plus 1,000, and that puts them like, what, second, third, fourth?
I believe they're third.
Third? Okay, so there you go. 850, huh? That's kind of juicy. Let's take one more call here before the break. John's in the car. Hi, John.
Calling to host my segment, Christian. How are you?
What's up, John? How you doing?
First off, it doesn't matter if Breslow can make the move or get uncomfortable or not, because they're not going to. He's allowed to do certain things, in my opinion. They just their whole way of conducting business goes beyond.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
I'm the general manager now. It's all based on who's writing out the check. The days of the Theo Epstein, sometimes you got to lose the deal to better the club now, it's just over. They do not want to take on any risk. And I'm not sure when this became a thing exactly, but I think we can all agree it was right around when this became a corporation and not just the Red Sox. What I want to know is this. I don't know if you saw this or not, but Joe Ryan got scratched from Friday's start.
Mm-hmm.
And my little fantasy world here is that he got scratched because maybe the Red Sox can get Jaron Duran. And I know they want their top pitching prospect. And forgive me, I don't know all the AAA and AA pitching prospect names, but
I'm looking this up right now. I said Joe Ryan scratched. It says the last time he was scratched was in May, and he had flu-like symptoms. When did he get scratched from this last start on Friday?
No, he's getting scratched from what I understand coming up.
Oh, from his upcoming start on Friday. I see. Okay, that may have something else to do, John. That may be more to do with the fact that they just traded Chris Paddock, and that threw off their rotation. It may be something like that. You see the Red Sox, too, are pushing Crochet off a couple days.
Exactly. So my thought is maybe, you know, and maybe other people might have said this, is that maybe it's Ryan's turn to pitch Friday, and if they can spin the deal to actually – I'm not going to give them any credit for saying they're going for it until they actually do it, because too many years have passed
where
they've
just saying.
Done nothing or something minor. So maybe it's Ryan's turn to pitch – and Crochet gets pushed back because Ryan's going to be here to pitch Friday. That's my goal. If it's Duran, and hey, you can't have our top pitching prospect, but you can take two of our next five top pitching prospects and give us Joe Ryan.
Got it. All right. Sorry, I thought you were done. But yeah, I think the Joe Ryan thing, I'd say, is a pipe dream. I'd say Joe Ryan is a pipe dream. If you want to get serious about trying to make a move for him, you do it in the offseason. I don't think he moves at all. Unless some team goes crazy and offers a crazy package for him, I don't think the Red Sox are willing or able to do that. based on the way that they've been operating. And when I say they, I mean like Craig Breslow won't be allowed to do that. We'll continue with your phone calls here in just a minute. We got the Arcan fire coming up here at 9:30. But first, here's Thomas with what's trending.
All right, Arcan, my goal today with the Arcan fire is to de-stress you. You seem very stressed out with the deadline.
I'm really kind of
worried about your heart rate right now. Let's have a good time. Question number one. Could you beat Tom Brady's 40-yard dash combine time of 5.17 seconds?
Doubt it. I doubt it. I don't think I could. I'm not very fast. There was a time in my life where I was the fastest kid in my school. And we used to run around like the entire school. Like the school was on like the square plot of land. And we'd run around the entire school. And I would dust those kids. But now, I mean, I don't know if there was ever a time where I could run. What is it, 5.17? It's not like that's fast. But I mean, that's pretty fat. Like I'd probably be in like the sixes, I would think. So no, I don't think I could. You don't think much. Like, that's a slow time for a football player. For, like, a person, that's a very, very fast time to run 40 yards. And when I see, like, the offensive linemen going out there and they're running these, like, fast 40 times, I'm like, man, first of all, nice. Second of all, when does an offensive lineman have to run 40 yards that quickly? But either way, it doesn't matter. No, I don't think I could.
All right. So, I'm assuming growing up you played Super Mario at some point in your life.
Most of my childhood, yes.
All right. I as well, and I was heartbroken when Nintendo announced that Mario and Peach are not dating. They are just friends, which leads me to ask you, Arcan. Mario has been in the friend zone for 40 years. Is it possible to escape the friend zone?
Not for Mario. I mean, listen, if those two, if that's where they are, and I'm sorry, but I thought in that movie there was some chemistry there. I thought there was something going on between Mario and Princess Peach. In the movie I'm talking about with Jack Black as Bowser and the cartoon, which my son loves, by the way, and was on Netflix. It was on something, and then it got taken off. I think it was on Netflix, and then they took it off Netflix, so we haven't watched it in a while, but pretty good movie. And I thought for sure there was something going on there between Mario and Peach. And when I played the game, I thought, well, okay, this guy's clearly trying to rescue a princess. That generally means when you rescue the princess. Now, it's not to say that the princess owes him anything romantically. I'm not trying to get canceled here. I'm just saying, from a video game perspective, I always assumed that Mario was doing all this to win the love and affection of Princess Peach. And it seems like Princess Peach lived in a society where there weren't other human beings. So, like, Mario showing up and saving her from this dragon alien thing, whatever Bowser is. What's Bowser? He's like some sort of reptile. I thought was going to be just sort of a natural, okay, we're the only two humans in the entire Koopa Kingdom here, so we may as well get together. That's sort of what I thought, unless maybe Luigi snaked his way in.
Well, Luigi, which I was going to get to at some point, is way better. This is the better brother now because he's getting with Daisy on the side.
Oh, yeah, right. So Luigi and Daisy confirmed not just friends?
They haven't said anything. So if Luigi's over here getting some action, and Mario has been in the friend zone for 40 years, you have to imagine Luigi is now brother one.
Yeah. Let's see. On the Nintendo Today app, they said that Princess Peach and Mario are good friends, and they help each other out whenever they can. I must have missed the game where Princess Peach rescues Mario. Has that ever happened?
No.
There's got to be a game where Peach is the main character, right?
I mean, you can play her as sort of like Mario Kart, but I don't
know.
No,
I'm talking about like a Princess Peach game. Yeah. There's no Princess Peach game.
I've never played one.
Okay, I've fallen off with video games, so I don't know what they still have. I know with like, what's the one where everyone's fighting? It's like a fighting game with all the Super Smash Brothers. Like, you can be Peach in that.
It's not what Mario is doing,
but I'm talking about a Princess Peach game where she's the main character. And you got to save Mario. I don't think that's happened. I don't know. I know she helps Mario in his quest, but she doesn't like rescue him, you know? Like, I sort of feel like the dynamics maybe not quite as equal as they're trying to make it out to be, which, fine, Nintendo. I mean, listen, they don't have to be romantically linked, but I think you may have ruined the illusion a little bit there. You know, like, what was all this about? It was all about just helping your friend. Okay, I guess, but definitely seemed like there was a little something else going on beneath the surface there between those two. Poor and it was Mario. A good underdog story for Mario because Mario was this little plumber And now he's with a princess, you know, like that's pretty great for Mario. Mario, the hero of the story, friend zoned at the end. I don't know. That weakens it for me. It does.
Brutal beat for Mario.
Yeah. Finish him.
So you mentioned you have a son, Arcan. What sports movie are you looking forward to showing your child the most when he gets older?
Boy, that's a good question, because the real thing is, like, what's going to hold up? What movies that I like will hold up and be, like, watchable? Like that in this time. Happy Gilmore too. Like, I don't know.
Nope.
Caddyshack, I feel like, is I love that movie. I don't know if I show it to my son when he's old enough to, if he'd even appreciate it. Major League is one of my favorite movies of all time. I don't know if that's the type of humor that translates well to the younger generation. I don't know. He's my son, so I'd imagine he'll have partially my sense of humor. And everybody thinks their dad's funny, and what their dad thinks funny, they also think is funny. You know what I mean? Like, a lot that happens a lot of the time. And my son thinks I'm hilarious, by the way. I mean, you know, I didn't really get that. Like, people are always like, oh, if you have a son, he's going to think you're the funniest guy in the world. And I was like, I don't know about that. But he really does. And I don't even have to do anything. I just have to look at him. I got him in stitches. Anyways, sports movies. If it's like, if we're talking funny ones, definitely Major League, definitely Caddyshack. When it comes to serious sports movies, gonna have to show him Rudy. Gonna have to show him, oh boy. I'm a big Any Given Sunday fan. I'm a big fan of The Program. I am a big fan of a movie that came out, I think, in the 80s called The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh. You ever heard of this one? It's stars Dr. J, and he's on this team, this Pittsburgh basketball team. And I think the way I remember it is, what's the zodiac sign that's a fish? The Pisces, I think?
I'm not an astrology guy. I actually run away from astrology girls.
Smart. Smart. But in this movie, it was like a focal point of the movie, is that everyone on the team was a Pisces. And since they were all Pisces, they were the fish that saved Pittsburgh. And it was a really stupid movie, but I really, really liked it, and I watched it all the time. So I might try and show him that, starring Julius Erving. Also, Blue Chips with Shaq and Penny, the one I really liked. Rookie of the Year with, what's the kid's name in Rookie of the Year?
I don't know, but he's like a dollar store Ralph Macchio looking kid.
Kind of, yeah, but he had his, he was in American Pie, I think.
I haven't seen it.
You haven't seen American Pie?
I've actually, a lot of those movies you just listed, the only one I've seen is Rudy. Okay. With my dad.
I mean, a lot of the ones I'm listing are pretty old, so I don't know. But I mean, this is just, you know, this is the stuff that I cared about. I'd show him Celtic Pride, one of the worst movies ever, but it was about the Celtics. And a lot of people don't know this, and I'm 99% sure this is true. It was the last thing they ever did in the old garden before they turned it down, was shoot scenes from Celtic Pride. I think that was the last actual thing that you were allowed to go into the garden, other than when they, you know, tore it down and gave like private tours to people. I think that was the last thing that you could do, was go in and be an extra. You had to wait in line. But me and my dad and my brother, we waited in line, and we went in and we were extras in the movie Celtic Pride. And I believe that was the very last thing that happened at the old Boston Garden before they tore it down in the 90s, I believe. So gonna have to show him that one too. But yeah, that's probably be my rotation.
Nothing helps you relax, Arcan, more than a good party. Would you agree?
Sure.
And at any good party, there is one specific drinking game that is almost always there, Arcan. So I ask you, you have to pick your beer pong partner from WEEI's rotation of on-air hosts, weekdays, weeknights, producers, whoever you like. Who do you think you could run the table with?
Courtney.
Really?
Courtney. Easy answer. I think Courtney went to BC. I'm sure she went to a lot of parties. And we're about the same age, I think, or she's a little younger than me, maybe, but I think we're like close to the same generation where beer pong was like a real big deal. I think Jones and Keefe would probably be good at it too. But having a young lady, and Mego maybe too, I'd go with Mego. I don't know how much beer pong she played. She was a lacrosse player, so probably a lot. I'd say either Mego or Courtney. It's good on your team to have a woman on your team, because it's better, they better at distracting the other team. You know?
I agree with your logic.
I feel like women are better at getting into the minds of male beer pong players. And I don't mean this in any kind of sexist way. It's just an observation that I've made. But whenever I've had a girl on my team and we're going against two guys, I feel like the girl's able to get in their heads, and that opens the door for me to start making shots.
Well, I also feel like my college experience, I played better when I had a female on my team because I had to be the guy who.
You were like peacocking around.
You had to
bit,
get
right?
more cups. Yeah. You couldn't be the guy who got less cups in a loss or win. I would have gone Shime because I'm pretty sure Shime went to UConn, so I feel like he must be good. And it
gives
me an idea of what he would be good at. Someone with long arms as well to play defense to swap the ball. Again, I think Nick has a long wingspan, so I think he would have been good in that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. You need some. Mego has pretty long arms, too. She could swat the ball away. I don't know about Coco for that. But, I would say for me it would be either Courtney or Mego is who I would want on my team.
Last one here, Arcan. Madden ratings some of the rookie Madden ratings came out today.
Oh, yeah, okay. Great. When's the game come out?
I have no clue. I'm not buying that.
College football just came out. I just ordered it.
Yeah, I'm not playing that either.
You're not playing any of them?
I didn't ever play a college football, one of the old ones or the new one that came out last year. I'm not a Madden guy. I'm more of an NBA 2K player.
Okay.
But even that game's terrible now. I can't shell out the money to the same game every single year. It just gets on my nerves.
It's true. And then you have to start out, like, if you want to, you know, do like a franchise or something, you got to start all the way over. It's annoying. Yeah, I know what you mean. Anyway, go ahead. What's the question?
Greatest Madden player of all time. If you had to pick any player from any Madden, which one are you taking?
Okay, the easy answer here is Michael Vick from the year he was on the cover, which I think was 04 or 07, maybe. I forget exactly.
I think it's 07.
Yeah, whatever year Vick was on the cover, he was ridiculous. And every year that he was in the game, he was ridiculous. And it was kind of classless to play with him, you know? Like, it was just, you had no class. You were just, it was like being Odd Job in the GoldenEye, which is an older reference, but he was like this little short guy in GoldenEye, the multi-shooter game, so it was harder to shoot him. Like, Vic was cheap to use. Jamal Charles on the Chiefs, he threw the swing pass to him, gone for the years that he was in the game. Adrian Peterson was impossible to tackle for years. Calvin Johnson was amazing. Whenever I play, so I played most of my Madden in college in the early 2000s, and I'd play as the Patriots. But when I didn't play as the Patriots, I liked playing as the Dolphins, and I liked using Zach Thomas because Zach Thomas was a beast in that game, as was Ray Lewis, as was Patrick Willis. If you had a strong middle linebacker in Madden, and you're playing on defense and you're controlling one guy, usually it's either like the middle linebacker or like the free safety. And so I would gravitate toward teams like that, and I always thought the teams with the best linebackers were the ones you wanted to control. And for the Patriots, they had like Bruschi and McGinnis and stuff like that, but they weren't Ray Lewis and they weren't, you know, Zach Thomas and Urlacher and all those guys. So that's sort of who you wanted to go with defensively. And on offense, I mean, I don't know.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Adrian Peterson might be my answer. Adrian Peterson, for like a couple of years, was the most unstoppable player in the history of that game.
Like 2016 when he was on the Vikings. Like that, like, yeah. Maybe a little bit earlier than 2016, maybe 2014, that era.
Yeah, he was like faster than everyone and you couldn't tackle him. So that'd probably be my answer, Adrian Peterson.
That's all I got for today, Arcan.
All right, very good. There's your Arcan Fire here on a Wednesday, the 30th of July. And you know what, Thomas? That helped me relax a little bit.
I'm glad.
That'll take us now to clickbait, which will take us to the wild world of Gilbert Arenas, and that's coming up next. All right, before we get a clickbait here, a couple of minutes left in the program. A lot of reaction on the text board and also on Twitch to the Arcan Fire and some of the answers. Hoosiers is a good sports movie. I should show my son at some point. Absolutely. Someone said, Arcan, the rookie of the year kid is older than you. I believe that. 978 says, just because Mario and Peach aren't together doesn't mean they're not together, if you know what I mean. Just keeping it cash. Could be. They're friends with benefits, you know? They're the only humans in the whole world, right? I mean, they're the only ones in the whole Koopa Kingdom. Eventually, you think they get a little lonely, you would think. 617, the greatest Madden player of all time. That would be Jermaine Wiggins. That, no argument here. Can't believe I forgot.
Is that not
him.
Wiggy texting in? Are we sure about that?
Might be. Not the best player, but convinced Brian Dawkins in the early 2K Maddens was why they created the hit stick. He was awesome in Madden. Absolutely. Ed Reed, too. Blood Soda Ben Coates, 10 yards up the middle. Unstoppable. True. And 508 says, for sports movies to show your child, Rudy is good, but I suggest Miracle and Remember the Titans. Got a couple of Remember the Titans in there.
That might have been my dad, because he texted me the same thing.
Oh, really? Remember the Titans is good. It's a little deep, you know, a little sad. But definitely a good movie. All right, the time has come to get to this Gilbert Arenas story, which is what we're going to tell you about here in Clickbait. First, let's take a listen.
We have breaking news. Having just learned, former NBA star Gilbert Arenas has been arrested. He and five others are accused of operating an illegal gambling business. The Department of Justice says they had high-stakes poker games at Arenas's Encino mansion. Arenas is charged with one count of conspiracy to operate an illegal gambling business, one count of operating an illegal gambling business, and one count of making false statements to federal investigators. He's expected to appear in court this afternoon in downtown L.A. We will continue to follow this story throughout the day here on Eyewitness News.
Okay, Gilbert Arenas arrested today in connection with a federal indictment that alleges that he hosted illegal poker games at his mansion in Encino. And that's just the tip of the iceberg here, folks. This is a wild, wild story. His attorney said outside the courthouse that he hadn't had much time to speak with his client and that he couldn't comment on the case. That's always what you want your lawyer to be saying. I haven't read the thing. I don't know what's going on. I haven't even had a chance to talk to the guy. You know what Rosemary Scarpaccio was saying when Jack Jones was there? She said, my client is innocent, and these cops are racist, and everybody's blah, blah, blah. It's just a young black man. He's got a gun, and he didn't know it was there, and you guys got to get off his can. You know what? Charges dismissed, like, later on. Gilbert Arenas, his lawyer's like, so haven't read the complaint yet, haven't even talked to Gilbert Arenas yet. I no comment. Okay. You better hire Rosemary there, Gil. She'll help you out. At this point in the case, he's presumed innocent, right? Friedberg said. Shouldn't you know that? He has the same right as any other citizen. The presumption of that was should be treated. A fellow named Yevgeny Gershman, a suspected high-level member of an Israeli organized crime group, and it's a good group to be involved with. And four other associates also were indicted and arrested in connection with the illegal business, which prosecutors say operated from September of 2021 to July of 2022. According to the indictment, Arenas rented out his Encino house, and one of his associates staged the mansion for poker games, recruited co-conspirators to host, and collected rent from the co-conspirators on behalf of Arenas. The indictment alleges that Gershman and the other defendants ran illegal pot limit Omaha poker games. First of all, that's the lamest thing I've ever heard. You got the whole Israeli mob in your mansion and you're playing limit Omaha? Pot limit Omaha? What?
Real ones play no limit Texas Hold'em.
What? What?
pot limit, Omaha? That's the lamest. That is the lamest illegal poker tournament I've ever heard. Pot limit? Come on. Those games must have taken all day. Prosecutors say that the pot limit Omaha poker games, among others, collected a cut for each pot contested, and that the group hired chefs, valets, armed security guards, as well as young women who served drinks, provided massages, and offered companionship to the poker players in exchange for tips, and that the co-conspirators took a cut of the server's tips from the games. That's a little cold. You can't let the waitress go home with her money. You got to take a little cut of that, too. Come on. And the companionship right in the middle of the game, huh?
Sounds like Mario and Peach, bro.
It does sort of sound like that. It was unclear as of Wednesday who the players in the games were. The U.S. Attorney's Office declined further comment. If convicted, Arenas and the other defendants would face a statutory maximum sentence of 5 years in federal prison for each count. And as you all know, this is not the first time Arenas found himself in trouble. A card game. In 2009, Arenas and Wizards teammate Javaris Crittenden were involved in an incident where they brought guns to the locker room, which Arenas later said was the result of trash talk from a card game on a team flight. I'm not shocked that this is something that happened to Gilbert Arenas. I'm a little surprised that Paul Pierce isn't mentioned anywhere in here, because this does seem like a Paul Pierce kind of story too, doesn't it? Paul Pierce renting out his mansion to some mafia card game. Like, I could see him getting involved in that. Anyway, free Gil, free Agent Zero. And that's all the time I have. I want to say thanks to Tom King. Thomas, great job. I'm Christian Arcan. I'm back tomorrow. Day off. First reaction to the Red Sox trade deadline, which is at 6 o'clock tomorrow for the entire major leagues. I will be going on the air shortly after that, and I'll talk to you then right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Good night now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes, subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.